Have you ever had one of those days where you're sweating a bill and you know the clock is ticking? Now imagine that bill is $4.7 million and the people waiting on it have the authority to ground your entire airline IAM tower. And this is ATS on Radio Hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. AirAsia Philippines, the low-cost carrier operating domestic and regional routes across the Philippine archipelago, was staring down a shutdown order from the Civil Aviation Authority of the Philippines, known as CAP. The airline had racked up unpaid obligations totaling $4.7 million US. And CAP wasn't bluffing. They made it clear. Pay up or we pull the plug. Now for context, CAP is the Philippines equivalent of our Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. They regulate, they certify, and when carriers don't meet their financial obligations, they have the authority to suspend or revoke operating permits. This isn't some abstract regulatory threat. This is the agency that says whether your airplanes fly or sit on the ramp. The debt itself reportedly stems from various regulatory fees, air navigation charges, and other obligations that airlines operating in Philippine airspace owe to the authority. These are the kinds of charges that keep the system running. Think of it like your landing fees and fuel flowage fees at your home airport, except scaled up to the national level. When an airline doesn't pay them, it's not just a bookkeeping issue. It means the infrastructure that supports safe flight operations isn't getting funded. AirAsia Philippines is part of the broader AirAsia Group, which is headquartered in Malaysia and operates one of the largest low-cost carrier networks in Southeast Asia. The Philippine operation has had a bumpy ride. They suspended operations back in 2020 during the pandemic, then relaunched. But relaunching an airline after a shutdown is expensive, and the financial pressures clearly lingered. Here's what you need to know. The airline did settle the debt. CAP confirmed that AirAsia Philippines made good on its outstanding obligations, and the shutdown order has been lifted. Flights continue. Passengers with bookings aren't stranded from a pure operational standpoint, crisis averted. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story. This situation highlights something that matters to anyone who pays attention to international aviation. Regulatory authorities around the world are getting more aggressive about financial compliance. It's not just the Philippines. We've seen civil aviation authorities in Africa, South Asia, and parts of Europe take harder lines with carriers that fall behind on their obligations. The days of quietly carrying a balance and hoping the regulator looks the other way are shrinking. Why should a general aviation pilot in the States care about a low-cost carrier's debt in the Philippines? A couple of reasons. First, if you fly internationally, even to places like the Caribbean or Mexico, the health of the regulatory environment in those countries affects you. Strong regulators who enforce their rules, including financial rules, tend to also enforce safety rules. When a regulator lets financial obligations slide, it can be a signal that oversight in other areas might be lax too. So, a regulator that holds airlines accountable for their bills is, broadly speaking, a regulator that's doing its job. Second, this is a window into the economics of running an airline in the post-pandemic world. AirAsia Philippines isn't some tiny startup. They're backed by one of the biggest aviation groups in Asia. And even they were $4.7 million behind on regulatory fees. That tells you something about the financial pressures that smaller carriers everywhere are facing. And when carriers are financially stressed, corners can get cut. Maintenance gets deferred, training budgets get squeezed. As pilots, we should be paying attention to which airlines and which regions are under that kind of pressure. Third, and this is more of a big picture point, the relationship between airlines and their regulators is built on trust and compliance. CAP gave AirAsia Philippines a deadline. The airline met it. The system worked the way it's supposed to. But there are places in the world where that system doesn't work as cleanly, where debts pile up, and regulators don't have the teeth or the will to enforce. That's when things get dangerous. Now, for those of you who fly to or through Southeast Asia, AirAsia Philippines operates primarily out of Manila and Clark International Airport, connecting to destinations like Cebu, Davao, Boracay, and some international routes. If you had bookings with them, your flights are safe. The airline is back in good standing. One more thing worth noting. CAP has been modernizing its operations over the past several years, working toward compliance with International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, standards. Holding airlines accountable for their financial obligations is part of that effort. A stronger CAP means a safer aviation environment in the Philippines, and that benefits everyone who flies in that airspace, from the airlines to the private pilots transiting through on a Pacific crossing. This story got reported by Aerotime, and it's one of those situations where the resolution is good news. But the fact that it got to this point at all is worth watching. That's going to do it for this one. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart and keep those accounts current. Even the big guys have to pay their bills.